a reading from Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own, first published in 1929. But how impossible it must have been for them not to budge either to the right or to the left. What genius, what integrity it must have required in the face of all that criticism, in the midst of that purely patriarchal society, to hold fast to the thing that they saw it without shrinking. Only Jane Austen did it, and Emily Bronte. It is another feature, perhaps the finest in their caps. Of all the 1,000 women who wrote novels then, they alone entirely ignored the perpetual admonitions of the internal pedagogue. Write this, think that. They alone were deaf to that persistent voice, now grumbling, now patronising, now domineering, now grieved, now shocked, now angry, now avuncular. That voice which cannot let women alone, but must be at them, like some too conscientious governess, adjuring them, like Sir Egerton Bridges, to be refined, dragging even into the criticisms of poetry, criticisms of sex, admonishing them, if they would be good and win, as I suppose some shiny prize, to keep within certain limits, which the gentleman in question thinks suitable. Female novelists should only aspire to excellence by courageously acknowledging the limitations of their sex. That puts the matter in a nutshell. And when I tell you, rather to your surprise, that this sentence was written not in August 1828, but in August 1928, you will agree, I think, that however delightful it is to us now, it represents a vast body of opinion. I'm not going to stir those old pools. I take only what chance has floated to my feet. That was far more vigorous and far more vocal a century ago. It would have needed a very stalwart young woman in 1828 to disregard all those snubs and chidings and promises of prizes. One must have been something of a firebrand to say to oneself, "Oh, but they can't buy literature too. Literature is open to everybody." I refuse to allow you, beadle though you are, to turn me off the grass. Lock up your libraries if you like, but there's no gate, no lock, no bolt that you can set upon the freedom of my mind.